Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Northwest Side Chicago dentist's office has a special Valentine's Day service today. Free dental procedures. WBBM's Rob Hart explains.
It's an annual tradition in Logan Square. Big Smile Dental at Milwaukee and Diversey is performing free dental exams and procedures for those who need them. It's first come, first served, and some people have been waiting in line in sub-zero wind chills for hours. This is the 15th year of free dental work on Valentine's Day, and Dr. Theodore Siegel says it's his way of giving back.
You know, you look around here up and down Milwaukee Avenue, you see homeless, you see mothers that can't afford to feed or clothe their babies, and people come in every day and can't afford to even have a tooth pulled. So today we're going to try to make a difference in their lives and see if we can help them out.
He expects to see between 50 and 100 patients today. His office will perform any procedure that can be done during one visit, from cleanings to fillings to extractions. In Logan Square, Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Authorities have now identified two people killed in a house fire in far southwest suburban Manuka early today. The victims are 5-year-old Wavelin Fitch and his 57-year-old grandmother, Susan Weber. Firefighters were sent to a home on Bell Road, just south of Route 6, just before 1 o'clock this morning. Two other people, identified as the mother and brother of the 5-year-old, are hospitalized in good condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Chicago activist chose the coldest night of the year to huddle under blankets on the sidewalk outside City Hall. It's an effort to raise awareness about people who have to do that every night.
What was it like out here last night?
Oh, just brutal.
Andrew Holmes, standing outside City Hall in a couple sweatshirts and sweatpants, a bundle of bedding at his feet.
You're not very well dressed for this, are you?
No, man, I'm cold. I've been out here all night, so I done got cold.
He's done this for 5 years, choosing a ridiculously cold night. Has anything changed in 5 years except for more homeless people having fewer places where the city allows them to be?
You have children going to school from the streets.
Anybody stop by and chat with you?
No, you know, people just look and keep going.
They think you're homeless.
Yeah.
So that's part of your point.
That's the problem there, man. You know, people just take a look at you and they keep going and you wonder why and you wonder do they really care.
Outside City Hall, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Board of Education at Palatine-Schaumburg High School District 211 has approved a settlement of a now former student's discrimination lawsuit. The Daily Herald reports the board voted to pay $150,000 to Nova Madej, who identifies as transgender, and the American Civil Liberties Union. The lawsuit claims the student was discriminated against by restricting use of the girls' locker room. A federal narcotics agent who formerly worked as an Evanston police officer is going to prison.
Former Evanston police officer Fernando Gomez has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for smuggling large amounts of cocaine from Puerto Rico to New York. Prosecutors say Gomez infiltrated the DEA in 2011 and helped a drug ring known for killing its rivals. Gomez pleaded guilty last year to selling guns to a high-volume cocaine trafficker while working as a police officer in Evanston. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There's a happy ending to the story of a puppy found in a cage in a garage without food or water in Aurora last November. A woman who runs a cleaning service says she found the puppy lying on the concrete floor in the garage. He was so malnourished she could count every bone in his body. She took him to a rescue group where he was eventually adopted by a new owner and is being nursed back to health. Authorities say the dog's original owner failed to show up for a court hearing yesterday on animal cruelty charges. More than 156 million Americans, about 60% of those age 16 and over, have registered as organ donors in the United States. Officials say more are desperately needed, and the call is going out today, National Donor Day. Health Administration spokesman Frank Holloman says some donations can be quite dramatic.
There was a recent video of a young lady receiving actually 5 organs, and one time from another young lady who passed away.
He says nearly 113,000 people in the U.S. are currently waiting for organs. To find out more about donation, organdonor.gov. A teacher at Chicago's Senn High School has been removed from his job pending an investigation into an incident last month. Block Club Chicago reports the teacher is accused of telling a Hispanic student to go back to your country after she refused to stand for the national anthem during a school assembly. A statement from the school principal says the teacher's future employment status will be determined after the probe.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.